didn't fall backwards, he fell.
On his face, would he?
Or how would you say that?
I say, well, he said he didn't fall backwards, he fell on his feet.
And say if you'd been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
Since I've been fishing.
Uh-huh. And I asked you, did you catch any? You'd say, no.
Not a one.
Did you ever say, nary a one?
I have seen nary a one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And wheat is tied up into a... Or fodder is tied up into a... Did you ever pull fodder?
Yes, ma'am. Tied up in the bundle.
And then the bundles are piled up into a...
Piled up, I make it up in bundles, then I stack it up in a crib.
Uh-huh. Talking about how much wheat you raised to an acre, you might say we raised 40.
I never looked at the wheat. I couldn't say what how much wheat I
raised. If someone had a large family, they might take 2 or 3 quart of corn to the mill. 2 or 3
bushels, you say, to the mill.
What would you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Oats?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have to thrash it, wouldn't you?
Okay. And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or another way of saying that, you could say...
We could say, come on, let's do it.
Okay. Did you ever say you and I have to do it, or me and you have to do it?
Sometimes I've seen that.
How would you say it?
I'd say, come on, me and you got to do so and so.
What if you're talking about a man and yourself having to do something? Would you say me and him or he and I?
I'd say maybe me and him going to do so and so.
Okay. You say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants...
Let me hear what you say.
Well, would you say he wants both of us, or he wants all two of us?
I'd say he might want both of us to see me.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might answer, it's...
Sometimes they say, it's me.
Okay. And if I ask you, was that John at the door? You say, yes, that was...
That was John at the door.
Or would you say that was he or that was him? Or?
I might say that of him at the door. I don't know.
Okay. And if it's a woman at the door, you say that was...
She at the door. Well, I might say that was so-and-so at the door.
What if it was two people? You'd say that was...
Two people at the door.
What about that was they or that was them?
I might say that was them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall as...
Well, I might say he's not as tall as...
Comparing him to yourself, you say he's not as tall as...
I say, well, you might not be tall as me.
Huh?
I say, he might not be tall as me or something like that.
Or I might not be as tall
as him.
And he can do that better...
Than I can, maybe.
Say if you had gone to Arkansas and hadn't gone any more north than that, you'd say, Arkansas is what north I've ever been. Arkansas is...
Well, Arkansas, I'd say, is full of that old man.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Who's? I'd say this belongs to this lady.
Or you'd ask me, is this...
Is this yours?
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
Me and yours.
So it's whose?
Me.
Whose is it?
It's ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
It belongs to them.
So it's...
It ain't not Iowa.
It's who? If it belongs to them, it's...
It ain't not mine.
It's that...
It's this.